in a house somewhere in Scottsdale, Arizona. It was late and things were winding down. Most of the people who had been there were almost gone or just leaving. And I was alone in the kitchen, hovering over the counter, looking at about a dozen or so capless liquor bottles making another drink. It was that time of the night when you find yourself pouring more booze in your drink and less soda. Oh God, ouch. So I'm pouring this drink when from behind me, I hear, guess who? That's right. I hear Tom Sawyer's voice. I swear this dude does not stop. And he goes, dude, there you are. What are you doing? And I turn around and I was like, well, honestly, all I want to do right now is go out in the backyard, sit in a chair, and have another rum and coke. And he's all, you know, he's real enthusiastic. He's like, forget that, dude. Stacy's dad just got here, man. You gotta meet him. Come on, I'll introduce you. And in my immature, foolish youth, I look at him like, why would I want to meet some girl's dad? I know. What a punk, right? And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to just go out here in the backyard. And I started to walk toward the back door. And that's not good enough for Tom Sawyer, man. It's not. He then walks across the kitchen, gets in my face, and now he's serious. And he says, dude, you got to learn to embrace these opportunities, not waste them. And I look at him like, what are you even talking about? Then the smile returns to his face and the trickster in him comes out. And with this lunatic smirk on his face, he flicks me on the side of the head real hard. And he goes, don't tell me you didn't see that piano in the front room. He knows and plays music. And I was like, And? What do you mean, and? What if we can get him to play something for us tonight? And I shrug my shoulders, and I'm still not getting it. And then, leaving me with a choice, he says, look, you can go out in the backyard and have your little drink by yourself, or you can go out there with me and everyone else and see if he'll play something for us. So what are you gonna do? Hello everyone, my name is Bishop Friesch, and wherever you may be watching or listening, thank you very much for being here and welcome to My Life Through Music, a project where I talk about the songs and music that were either there at the time, which played a very important role in shaping me as an individual, or describe the thoughts, feelings, or emotions I was experiencing at these particular places and at these particular times. And the song that represents this memory is Piano Man by Billy Joel, released in 1973. Oh man, I was two. We're not told exactly the name of the place or where it's at, but we've all been there and we've seen everyone there before, haven't we? We've seen that old man sitting at the bar pushing this old memory up this hill over and over and over again, and he's not drinking his tonic and gin. He's not even nursing it. No, he's making love to his tonic and gin. And how about, quote, John at the bar, end quote? We're not sure if he's a bartender. He could be. He probably is. But whoever he is, we all know this guy who is, quote, quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, end quote. And he believes that he could have been someone or something if only he just had a few breaks. And then you've got the guy who's never been married. And he's talking to the guy who's still in the Navy because he's actually the one who is married. He's married to the Navy, and he probably will be for life. And there's the waitress who always has an opinion. I've talked to her. She's practicing politics. Haven't you talked to her before? And how about the businessmen? You've seen them, right? All of them sitting around a table, drinks in front of them, tie loosened and collar button undone, just trying to relax and unwind and get away from work. But the interesting thing is, work's the only thing they ever seem to be talking about. And yes, behind it all, there's always a jukebox. Well, not so much anymore, but a DJ or a band. And yes, sometimes a piano player filling in the silence, filling it with music between the stories, the questions, the answers, and yes, even between some of the lies. It's music along with a few drinks, acting as a social lubricant, which allows us to, no matter how different we are, how happy we are, how sad we are, it allows all of us to be together at the same place at the same time. Okay, back to the story. So my buddy, Tom Sawyer, leaves me there in the kitchen, and while I'm contemplating, a local radio station was on, the last of the many boomboxes that still happen to be on, and continue to provide the soundtrack for the late night. Tears for Fears, Sowing the Seeds of Love, was on, and they were telling me that it was, quote, time to eat all your words, swallow your pride, open your eyes, end quote. And really, on a night like that, isn't the DJ the man we really do love the most? So I was like, you know what? He's been right every time about stuff like this. Why should I ignore him now? So I race after him to go to the front of the house, and all I could see going through were lipstick-stained cups, empty beer cans and bottles scattered all over the place. I mean, just covering practically every surface of the house. And then turning the corner, I could see Stacy, her best friend, and the last few partiers surrounding her mom and dad in the entryway. And they were greeting everyone, saying hi. And as I'm standing kind of away from the group, I see this tall, slender, impeccably dressed man. He was wearing this perfectly tailored dark suit and had matching dark hair parted down the middle. And the light above was accentuating thin silver streaks. His wife was next to him, dressed in this stunning evening gown. And both of them were absolutely exquisite, classy, refined, and very graceful. And Tom Sawyer was already over there shaking their hands and talking to them like old friends. Then a few seconds later, I see his head pop up over the group, and his hands in the air, and he's motioning me over there. So I walk around everyone, and as I'm getting there, I could hear him say, I would like you to meet a friend of mine. And so as we're properly and formally introduced, I extend, you know, my left hand. I say, hello, Mr. Smith, and before I could get another word out, he grips my hand and he interrupts me at the same time, making me feel, you know, kind of comfortable and important as he gently insists, please call me Rich. So I'm smiling and I say, pleasure to meet you. And so then in typical Tom Sawyer fashion, he immediately starts pestering this guy, you know, kind of playfully gesturing towards the piano, egging him on, saying, hey, what would it take to get you to play something for us tonight? And I sort of chuckle, but the vibe in the room quickly changes. Everyone suddenly got quiet and their eyes, you know, got wide. And at the same time, calls of excitement started to come from this crowd, you know? And they're like, yeah, come on, play something. And I was thinking, whoa, I guess I'm the only one here who doesn't know what's up. So now I'm starting to get curiously excited, and I'm thinking to myself, this must be a big deal. Is he that good? And is he really going to actually play something for us? But with extreme humility, Stacy's dad, he smiles and he flat out refuses. He's like, no, this is your guys' party. Then he looks over at his wife and he's like, we're going to bed. Good night, everyone. He takes a few steps towards the hallway and, of course, leave it to Tom Sawyer to yell out, "Oh, come on! This party's over anyways. This could be like the after party. And besides, there's only a few of us left anyway." They turn around, and then Stacy, their daughter, she starts to chime in. And she's like, "Yeah, Dad, just a couple of songs. Come on." His wife looks up at him. She's smiling and slightly tilting her head. And by now, the excitement and the encouragement from our small group is getting even more and more intense. And I'm thinking, "Whoa, whoa, 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 Rich, don't leave now. You can't, man. You gotta play something, please." So he's standing there listening to this small crowd begging him to stay and play. And then, in the span of a few seconds, the entire mood of the room changes as he draws this dramatic breath, lets it out, and says, "All right, if you guys want to hear something, I guess I'll play you a song or two." And he walks over to the piano, takes off his jacket, and slowly places it on the love seat behind him. Now it's completely silent, and everybody is standing perfectly still. And the only thing that you can hear was the creaking of the bench as he sat down to arrange himself. And I remember standing to his left, next to the piano, this unexpected fluttering feeling in my stomach starting to grow. And I was like, "What the?" And the anticipation of this moment was building so much and had my emotions so stirred that now I couldn't wait to hear this guy play this piano. And I look across the other side, and Tom was standing to his right. And standing there with this wide grin on his face, he's silently pointing to his ears, and he's mouthing the words, "Just listen." And I was like, holy. And I mean, what were my ears going to hear? And all I could do was look down at the keys and wait. All eyes are now on Stacy's dad. He closes his eyes for a brief moment and then slowly brings his hands to the keys. And then his fingers begin to slowly move with delicate, experienced artistry. What followed was something so beautiful. I don't know what song it was. I can only describe it. It was slow, very moving, and melodic, as if it was something similar to Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 14. All of us were standing there silent and still. And then after about a minute or two of playing, he starts talking to us. You know, he's playing and he starts asking us about the party. He's like, "Hey, how was the party tonight?" You know, and we all look around and we're like nodding in agreement. We're like, "Yeah, man, it was great, man. We had a great time. It was a blast." And he just smiles and keeps playing. And he's like, "Good. Glad to hear it," bringing the first song to a close. But then he picks it up by playing a more contemporary song, a song, again, I didn't recognize, but everyone else did, because they all responded by raising their drinks in the air, and they were singing along with it. But it doesn't stop there. He plays another song. And then yet another song, and then another song. Each song getting faster, louder, and more rowdy than the previous one. I mean, he's taking us all on this ride like we were on a roller coaster or something. Until finally, he's got us all going with something similar to Jerry Lee Lewis's Great Balls of Fire. I mean, we were all into it, man. His hands and arms were all over that piano. And let me tell you, there was not one still body in that room as we were all set free by this man and his piano. Set free to move, dance, clap, sing, yell, and scream. We were all connected at that moment. At that moment, we were one. When the last note of that song began to trail off and get drowned out by our applause and our yells and our screams and our whistles. We anxiously waited for the next song, but sadly, there was to be no next song. Stacy's dad slowly stood up, pushed in his bench, and before I even realized it, as if I had to force myself out of this trance, he was standing in front of us, his coat neatly draped over his left arm, his wife clutching his right, and then, bowing cordially, he quietly said, "Thank you, everyone. Good night." He takes a few steps towards the hallway, but then he pauses for a moment, and he didn't turn around all the way. His upper body and his shoulders turn to us, and he looks at us, and he winks, and he says, "Oh, and before you all leave, please be sure that my house is as I left it," and then he walks away. And I remember watching him leave, this heavy, heavy feeling pulling at my chest, and all I could do was just wish that he would come back and play just one more song. I mean, one more song for me. I mean, how selfish. One more song for us. I didn't want it to end. I just wanted it to go on and on and on. That night went from about 100 or so young people partying, drinking, having a blast, and carrying on and doing all the things that young kids do, to this one lone scene later that night of about maybe a dozen of us, if that, standing together around a piano, listening to Stacy's dad play for us. And all those songs were beautiful, all of them. And again, full transparency, 34 years ago, I can't for the life of me remember exactly the songs he played for us that night. I can only describe them. And as much as I'd love to, and as cool it would be to say, "Yeah, man, he played Piano Man for us that night," I can't say that. I really can't say that he did, because again, I simply just don't remember. And I need to be honest with you about what I write in my notes and what I tell in these stories. But what I will always remember is the way that those songs made me feel that night, and how he had us all, quote, "all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right," end quote. And on that night, he was and always will be to me the Piano Man. And this is why Piano Man by Billy Joel is right here in my Life Through Music playlist, and why I have to thank Billy Joel and his band for this awesome, awesome song, and for allowing us to see it through his eyes. Thank you, because when I hear it, I'm transported to that room on that night 34 years ago, and I'm reminded every time of how powerful and how moving music is. And maybe that's why every time I see somebody with an instrument, and if the time and place are appropriate, I always ask them, "Hey, would you mind playing something for me?" I'll put a link to it below, along with a few other songs that remind me of that night and what I felt and how I felt. You can go to them immediately via the links provided, or you can check them out later, however you access your music today. And when you do, I believe you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, the good times were certainly rolling, and they continued to roll all the way back up to a bowling alley in Cave Creek. Yeah, believe it or not, there used to be a bowling alley up there. It's not there anymore. But that bowling alley had like a bar/cocktail lounge, and my buddy, Guitar Man, you've heard me talk about him before. Well, he was in a band and they had a gig up there and they played there often. And we would be up there partying and listening to them. And that's what I plan on talking about the next time I talk a little more about my life through music.